What up? It's YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams. Youth Outlook is a mini youth media empire based in San Francisco. They publish a magazine, have a show on community access television, and are all up on the internet with videos and news reports. They also produce Yo Radio, a show that mixes reporting and commentary. Yo Radio is unique because when they are on the actual radio, something that is becoming more rare for audio these days, they air on a commercial station in the Bay Area. Malcolm Marshall is the show's adult producer. You'll hear a report from him at the end of this episode, Kentucky Fried Cancer. He told me that Youth Outlook gets youth voices and opinions in the media on their own terms. Yo Radio is not a youth minute for adults, a phrase Malcolm used that I really like. When you hear young people on the radio or read their words in print, it usually comes filtered through an adult's perspective. Yo Radio's commentaries, which are chatty and assertive, are unmistakably young and unfiltered. So here is the most recent episode of Yo Radio. It was written and hosted by Donnie Lumpkins, and it's called Kentucky Fried Cancer.
Everyone loves fast food.
Why?
Because it's fast. When you need to get back to work or don't have time to cook, it's always there for you. It's always the same, and it's always just as good or just as bad as the time before. No surprises, no letdowns, just burgers, fries, subs, slices, tacos, and wings. During the recession, places like Subway and McDonald's have been booming with business because the food is cheap and comforting.
And two small drinks.
I remember being a kid and begging my father to take me to Burger King so I could get a sandwich and a toy. If I did well in school, my positive reinforcement was a trip to Wendy's. Needless to say, I was a fat kid, and all that fast food, I'm sure, had a big hand in that. Though it was tasty and did satisfy a need for my parents and I, it could have really been a problem for me if I kept on that dangerous path. So today on Youth Outlook Radio, we'll be looking at the dangers of fast food. Pizza and the negative positive reinforcement, kids and calories, and KFC can mean K-I-L-L. Plus, later on, Yo Radio sits down with the new urban gentleman, Inetan Bariola. But first, I have to admit, I wrote this while eating Burger King. The headlines from the new youth majority and the world according to me, Donnie Lumpkins. How Pizza Hut and other fast food companies teach school kids, from Describer.com. If you read enough books this month, you will get some free pizza. That's the message from Pizza Hut, which is pushing its Book It program. The program motivates kids to read by rewarding their reading accomplishments with praise, recognition, and pizza. But a new bill in Congress could change how food companies market food that is considered unhealthy to elementary school kids, even as the food industry says it's policing itself. I remember as a kid in Boston, at my school, they had this thing that if everyone got an A on their spelling test on Friday, on Monday, we would have a pizza party. This didn't happen for a long time, and every week, our teacher would remind us of it. Close to the end of the school year, we all got bummed that it would never happen. And I felt personally responsible because I sucked at spelling. So, one Friday, I didn't show up. What do you know? That time I was absent was the time that everyone got an A on the test. To this day, I wonder how many times I held the class back from that pizza party. And if I would have just been absent more often, we could have munched down on Domino's every other Monday. Congress can't take away such a simple joy as class pizza parties, or muck it up with logistics and rhetoric. Only one slice of pepperoni, kids, that has too many calories in it, and we don't want you to go over your suggested intake for the day. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, marketing to school kids is pretty shady. But some kids in some schools have very little to look forward to. For God's sakes, let the kids have their pizza parties. Soon, school will be just as joyless as adulthood. Warning over fast food calories from the Press Association. Children who eat at fast food chains can consume nearly half of their recommended daily calories in one sitting, research has suggested. Youngsters who went to KFC ate 2/3 of their guideline maximum daily salt intake in one meal. Consumer magazine Which polled 1,003 youngsters aged 8 to 15 about their eating habits at the three chain restaurants. 4 in 10 children ages 8 to 11 said McDonald's was their favorite fast food chain because of the toys and Happy Meals. Speaking as a former fat kid who spent many days lying at the bottom of a McDonald's ball pit in the play place area, I can say the toys did make me want to go back more than I should have. I went time after time, and with every toy was a burger, fries, and a drink that I consumed with glee more than once a day. And never did I consider that these things that made me so happy could be so bad for me. I mean, how can a pull back and roll Darkwing Duck motorcycle and a double cheeseburger be bad for you? Those are like two members of a holy trinity. Even with the nutritional facts right there on the wrapping, it does not deter many people from eating at fast food chains and feeding it to their children. Yes, the corporations should take more responsibility, but it's the job of the parents to make the right choice for themselves and their kids. Doctors say KFC grilled chicken a danger, from SFGate. After losing its first battle against the fast food restaurants, a doctor's group went back to court to accuse the KFC chain of selling grilled chicken with dangerous levels of a cancer-causing chemical. In a lawsuit in San Francisco Superior Court, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine accused KFC of violating California's Proposition 65, which requires businesses to warn consumers if they're being exposed to substances that can cause cancer or birth defects. The doctors group said an independent laboratory found the substance known as PHIP in every one of 12 grilled chicken samples bought from 6 East Bay KFC restaurants. Yeah, so the grilled chicken that causes cancer is healthier than the fried chicken? Then what the hell is in the fried chicken? How shady is it that KFC does not want people to know what's in their chicken? I always thought those 11 herbs and spices were suspect. Why not just tell us what they are? Maybe, because about 3 of them are not herbs or spices, but some sort of radioactive sludge that makes whole chickens pop their own heads off and fry themselves. I wouldn't put it past KFC or any other major fast food chain. Fast food should have the same disclaimers as cigarette cartons and alcohol commercials. They wouldn't allow toxic chemicals in schools or in playgrounds, so why is it okay to put it in your kids' food? Does that make sense? If health is a casualty of convenience, I think I can take a little more time and maybe spend a little more money so my kids don't have to grow up the way I did. With a burger in one hand and a toy in the other and about 39 pounds overweight, almost directly connected to fast food.
Can I get a taco too?
That's it for the headlines. Yeah. Next up, Malcolm Marshall.
What's up, y'all? This is Malcolm Marshall, Yo Radio. I'm here in Oakland, California at Maxwell's Lounge. I'm honored to be here with Mr. Anatan Bariola. He is the author of Bariola-esque Etiquette and the Urban Sophisticate. Great, great title. How you doing, brother? How you feeling?
Doing fantastic.
For those who don't know, who've never heard of it, tell me what this book is all about and what Bariola-esque means.
Well, the book is a contemporary gentleman and etiquette guide for the urban sophisticate. And
okay, let's stop right there. A guide for the urban sophisticate. What is that? Who is that?
Well, the way I describe it in the book is it's me, you, anyone with class, taste, morals, and anyone who strives to better themselves in every way possible, but who's also urban, who's funky, fly, hip, contemporary, you know, classic, all of these things. The city dweller, who may or may have not went to college, but is, you know, educated. He's universal. He's cultured, and he's easy to get along with.
Okay. Okay. And so this word Bariola-esque, is there one meaning for that?
Yeah, I actually created a definition meaning highly appealing to the human senses or mind, providing pleasure or delight, especially in appearance, charming, alluring, attractive. So it's almost like you would use, it's an adjective, and you would use it to describe something, but that something would be something that meets your highest standard.
How did you get into this, you know, trying to bring back the gentleman? I mean, it's not something that's really around. It seems like something of the past.
I was always raised in this manner, so it's almost like I was already living this lifestyle. It's not something that, like a fad or a trend I got into. I saw it as something necessary. So I also saw a slight trend in popular culture. So I try to really take advantage of that and capitalize on the fact that there's actually room for this lifestyle. It's got me much success, and it's been very beneficial to my life. And it's just something that I want to share with others. It's a positive way of living, something new. Like, you know, what Obama did is considered cool by people. And I'm in no way at all comparing this movement to him, but it just goes to show that, you know, you can be positive and still be cool and still be relatable.
Radio makes you wish
I
you
work with
young
a lot
dad.
Of young brothers. How can manners enrich, you know, help these young brothers in their life?
Well, good manners, Clarence Thomas said, opens the best doors that education cannot open. It's one of those things that goes in line with charm. You know, the charming person comes across as mannerable, and they're very likable. And having manners in an era where manners are almost non-existent is so beneficial, because it's not difficult to make a good impression. Pleases and thank yous and holding open doors and these basic ideologies that, you know, our parents taught us or our grandparents, they actually stretch in an infinite amount of space today. And people are astonished when they meet young people, because it's so lacking that, you know, engage in this behavior.
Last, what, 10, 15 years has been the Thug Life era.
Yes,
you
want
to take it back, it's been the NWA era, you know, baggy jeans. That's all they know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they came out and Pac was playing in Thug Life, and that's the thing that they seen.
Right.
How can they start to, you know, today, right now, to incorporate some of the things that you're talking about in your book?
Well, first off, you have to be, you know, willing to be exposed to something different. You have to be open-minded. The burial-esque lifestyle is kind of one of those things that is, I don't have to necessarily pump and like push this in your face, because it's like it's something that works. And then not only that, but within popular culture, you have messages from artists who these people look up to who are changing their ideologies. Jay-Z's Blueprint 3 came out. He has several themes in his songs that kind of suggest, you know, like grow up. You're in front of YouTube with a gun getting your shoot up. Join me at the White House, get your suit up. So he's like saying, you know, you need to mature. There's like a time and place for everything. That lifestyle was 10 years ago.
Mr. Anatom Barriola, ladies want to love you, brothers want to be you. Where can people get the book?
It's available at Barnes & Noble, AuthorHouse.com, Borders.com, Amazon.com, Target.com. You know, you could always get Gentleman Tips Daily on Twitter, you know, twitter.com/Barriola-esque, BERREOLAESQUE, or facebook.com/Barriola-esque.
You've been listening to Youth Outlook Radio. For more voices from the new youth majority, visit youthoutlook.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Donnie Lumpkins.
That was Kentucky Fried Cancer by Donnie Lumpkins and Malcolm Marshall of Youth Outlook's Yo Radio. Read, watch, and listen to more from Youth Outlook at youthoutlook.org. Please check out youthcast.org as well. I talked to Donnie on the phone about writing and hosting a radio show and recorded it. The audio is on the blog. And then you can poke around from there, listening to old youthcasts and discovering internet audio gold. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. I'm out.